下面是正道的时间啊，我们今天那个 Youth Pastor Pastor O， 今天有那个他到上面来，我们讲到 Jeff 做翻译。
Good morning, Church. 送上好我们的教会。It says good morning, Church. For those of you that couldn't understand my Chinese, how are you all?
大家好不好
？Good. Have you guys seen the ads for Clearasil and Proactive？And other acne treatments.
大家看不看有一种有一些很多的药品，其实那种药品比较Clearasil， 还有 Proactive， 这些药品主要就是治疗脸上那些那个疙疙瘩瘩、那个疮痕、那个疮疤、那个痤疮之类的东西，那些的广告。
I mean, they usually exaggerate things.
大部分的广告都夸大其词。
And show the face before and after the application.
他把那个照片，就是在治疗之前的照片和治疗照片做一个对比。
Of their so-called miraculous product.
他们把这个作品，他们的那个灵丹妙药叫做神膏、仙散之类的东西，他们做他们的广告。
They show how a person is looking in the mirror.
他一般都是这样的，就是一个人就孤镜自怜。
With their acne.
然后看着脸上这个疮疤。
And how sad it makes them.
然后他就很心伤气衰，对自己一点信心都没有。
How they are unaccepted.
如何大家对他们如何的抵触排斥。
And how they suddenly become lovable after their skin is cleared.
在他们脸上一旦消除了以后平整光滑之后，他们就感觉这些人就觉得好像是如此招人怜爱，完全变得另一半一个人。
Advertising is so manipulative and deceptive.
广告是很那个诱惑人，而且误导和有欺骗性的。
Well, today,
今天我在这里。
I don't want to manipulate you.
我不想做如此。
I don't want to guilt you.
我不想让大家有负罪感、内疚的心。
I don't want to accuse you.
我不想责备大家、责怪大家。
I'm going to leave that up to yourself.
我让把这个留给大家自省自悟了。
I want you to personally examine yourself.For spiritual acne.
我让大家在心里面，关于你们灵里面这个脸上这些疮疤，你们自己好好看一下。我们一起好好看一下。
And while you're doing this, remember God accepts you just as you are.
大家在做这个时候，虽然是检查自己的不是，但是要想到神接受我们正如其人，本质本相本色。
He loves you even in your iniquities.
当你欠缺不全的时候，神仍然爱你。
But He cannot bless you if you are having wrong attitudes that burst from your heart.
但是你要知道，神，如果你要是一而再、再而三的有这样的拒绝神、抵触神的态度，那也能怪神不能再祝福你。
So let's look at James chapter 1, verses 22 to 25.
我们看一下，James 一二十二到二十五。
Now I'll ask Jeff to read it.
大家跟我一起读一下好了，大家都在上面，大家一起开始。二十二，只是你们要行道，自己欺哄自己，因为听道而不行道的。是自由律法，并且时常的，这人既不听了就忘。
In Matthew Henry's famous commentary,
yeah, 有一个著名的一段话，就是从那个马修 Henry 他说的一句话。
The following excerpt is from his notes about James 1:22-25.
Yeah, 这段发人深省的一段话，我们下面讲说的就是关于我们刚才读出这段经文的，大家看在上面打出来。
If we heard a sermon every day of the week,
如果每天每周都是听讲道,
and an angel from heaven were the preacher,
而且是听天使亲自传道,
yet,
但是,
if we rested in hearing only,
但是我们只听不行, 无所事事,
it would never bring us to heaven.
这样呢,不能把我们带到天堂。
Mere hearers are self-deceivers.
要自己, 这属于自欺的行为。
And self-deceit would be found the worst deceit at last.
自欺的行为是欺骗人最差的，最可恶的。
If we flatter ourselves,
如果我们自欲
it is our own fault.
是我们自己的责任，不是别人的错误。
The truth,
这真理是这样的。
As it is in Jesus,
在神之中,
flatters no man.
神在世的时候从来不以取悦于人。
Let the word of truth be carefully attended to.
要让真理让我们关心那个注定睛于真理。
And it will be set before us the corruption of our nature.
要把我们这把神的话把神的真理放在我们这些朽坏的本质之前。
The disorders of our hearts and lives.
是我们心里边的紊乱，心里边的思绪。
And it will tell us plainly what we are.
突出的告诉我们我们是什么人。
Have you guys ever really thought about what a mirror does?
大家有没有想过镜子会对我们有什么作用？
Most of us don't really ever think about it. We just use it.
很多人视而未睹，也不去想，也就是光就是用它而已了。
I mean, we look in that mirror and we pick out that ugly hair.
大家看它，就是我们拿镜子来照我们的脸，看它脸上那个有那个不好看的毛，这样把它。
Some of us go at each other with these metal clippers. We call them tweezers.You know, sticking metal in your face does not seem normal to me.
但是还有的人实在是更过有志过甚，是照着镜子用那种金属的那种夹子把它。
And we're staring in the mirror and trying to get that thing out of our teeth. You know, those kinds of things.
看着镜子，看着牙里面这些残渣、残饭剩渣之类的一些东西挂在牙齿上。
We flare our nostrils and look for stray hairs or some other things that aren't socially acceptable to say in church.
有的时候用那个把那个鼻孔翻开口吐那些大家都知道挺恶心的东西。
Yet do we really look in the mirror to see ourselves?
大家真的想一想除去这些细节之外真正的我们在看镜的时候是看我们整体这个人吗
Listen to this quote.
听下面一段摘录。
For the past 33 years,
在过去33个年头里
I've looked in the mirror every morning and asked myself,
每每清晨当临，我对镜自顾。
If the day were the last day of my life,
无语自问，我倘若是问自己，啊，我说如果今天是我一生里面最后一日。
Would I want to do what I'm about to do today?
我会不会愿意去做我将要做的事情今天？
And whenever the answer has been no,
如果连续几天，我对自己的回答都是不是不是 no no no,
for too many days in a row,
这么多天一直这样回答，那我就要。
I need to know. I need to change something.
那就要有些事情我需要改变，不能继续下去了。
As it says on the screen, that's Steve Jobs.
大家都知道，这个是那个去世那个 Steve Jobs 他自己对自己每天说的话。
At this time, I'm going to ask the ushers to pass out the little mirrors.
我下面要招待。帮我一下，把那个小镜子给大家每人发下去。那个小镜子都在哪里？大家能帮一下好吗
？We could pass out these little mirrors.
能不能几个弟兄一起帮着发一下，更快一点
？Also, if you could pass out the markers.
而且顺便把那个 marker， 就是写那个笔给大家也给大家发一下。我们等一下。
And we're going to ask you to share the markers.
我可能是 marker 不是很多，大家一起共用一下。写完以后给桌邻座左右的，大家一起共用一下。
Yeah, we'll wait. When you get the marker on the back of it, I want you to write the following.
当我大家拿到那个镜子还有那个笔的时候，我让大家写下面我要让大家写的东西，大家准备一下。
Write this.
大家这样写，写这样的话。
I want to become a doer of the word.
我要写，我要作为一个行出主言的人。大家如果要有更好的翻译，更好了。这是我强为所难的做的翻译。Can you repeat that one more time?
I want to become a doer of the word.
我要做一个行出主言，差不多就这个翻译吧。差不多，要大家翻译更好的，可以提建议，就提下建议。
No, that's okay. A doer of the word. I want to become a doer of the word. Is obviously, it's probably longer in the Chinese, but.
可能英语很简单，但是汉语可能是稍微要扩展一点。好，大家用笔的，你就拿到镜子开始自己写一下好了。Create a commotion here.
I know. I always create a commotion.
Okay.
Everyone have a mirror? At least hopefully we had enough.
如果要写的，一会儿再写就行。大家知道要写什么了。I think we can continue. Carry on.
Okay. So I might be stepping on a few toes this morning.
今天我可能要触及一些大家敏感的神经。我在这里道歉一下。
So I asked you to be prepared to be challenged.
也可能冒犯一些人，请大家保持着淡定，迎接挑战。
Not by me.
这挑战不是来自于我。
But by your own answers to some of the questions I will pose to you.
而是源自于你们将要回答你们自己的问题。
My prayer this morning is that each of us walk out of this church.
我今天祷告和愿望是今天结束。这些结束之后
we got a runaway mirror.
Yeah, we got a leak. A mirror with leaks. I didn't finish that.
Okay.
今天我希望大家，我的真心的希望，我的祷告是，大家离开这个教会的时候，一步迈出这个门槛的时候。
And we question whether or not we are doers of the word.
我们扣心自问，我们是不是一个行者，是一个行为的人，一个行者，一个行上帝话的行者。
So let me start by asking you a couple questions.
我要下面问大家几个问题。
Have you ever said,
你曾经是否说过,
I'm too busy to come to church?
我太忙,不能来教会。
How about, I'm too busy to help with that ministry or that church event?
我又是太忙,我不能去参加教会的施工,也不能参加教会的活动。
How about this?
大家在下面再看一下。
I don't have time to help my neighbor.
是否有过？我没有时间，我没法帮助邻里。
My friend.
我的好友。
Or comrade in Christ with their problem.
主内同工，我与他们深有解释。
And finally, I just don't have time to reach out to people who need Christ the most, the lost.
最后，我要问的问题是，我是不是没有时间去找那些失落、散失的人？这些对主。有更渴望需求，更多需要的。
Now take a look in that mirror.
大家看一下镜子，现在大家有镜子，自己看看各自的芳容。
Are you making time in your life to do the work of God?
你对镜子里自己说一下，是不是我要去做上帝的话
？Are we doing what the scriptures teach?
作为教会整体，我们大家一起是不是做圣经里面所教导？
Now doing isn't going to save you.
他说做，仅仅是做，诚然并不能是帮你解救，帮你救赎。
But doing is required by all those who call Christ Lord.
但是作为每一个把主称为神、称为主的人，去行去做是主耶稣所要求所。
Well, let's listen to James as he continues his message, and this is chapter 4. Verses 13-17.
我们看一下屏幕上打出来的雅各书四十三到十七，我给大家读一下好了，这次。
So this time, be listeners of the word as Jeff reads, and while he's reading, look in that mirror.
好，大家，我给大家读一下哈，大家，我读的时候，大家看着镜子，好好看着自己。这次呢，不是做那个行者，做一个听者，大家一边听，看看体会一下这段话语的原意。Hi.
Let's look at the mirror.
看着我们。
I want you to look at yourself when he reads this.
你们看着自己，不要看着。我给大家读，你们听着就好。Hi, 你们有话说，今天、明天我要某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。其实明天如何，你还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。你们只当说，主若愿意，我就可以活着，也可以做这事，或做那事。现今你们竟以张狂夸口，犯这样夸口都是恶的。人若知道行善，却不去行，这就是他的罪。
So take another look in that mirror.
再仔细的看一眼。
Now, hopefully you heard the last word, the verse, but in case you didn't, I'd like to read it to you in the English.
看有人看得挺高兴自己啊，然后面笑得不是得笑是吧？哎，大家看一遍，然后再看一遍中文和英文啊。
If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them.
Pastor 他讲的很有那个激情，我模仿不了。但是给大家的意思就是，如果有人知道行善却不去行，这就是他罪了。大家能感觉他的全那个迫切的那感觉。
Now Jeff's going to reread it in Chinese.
我再读一遍，他让我再读一遍，很重要。他说，若人若知道行善，若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪。
Now unison.
大家一起读。
If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them.
大家一起给我读中文，一起读这句话，就是人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪。
Now, what are we going to do about this sin?
现在刚才看完经文，我们现在刚才最后一遍说这就是罪了。现在我们怎么处理这个罪的问题？
Look in that mirror one more time.
实在麻烦你了，再看看你自己的脸，看看镜子，再看看一下。
And ask yourself this question.
然后自己问镜自问了，问下面的问题。
Am I living a life that knows to do good and I still don't do it because I'm too busy with my own life?
是不是大家再问一下，是不是我知善而不行善，而且一直都这样，都说自己很忙，还没有时间去做好的事情。
Take a hard look at yourself.
再仔细看看自己。
What is going on in your mind as you look in that mirror?
你通过你的面容看看你的思想，思想里面怎么，你在想什么，此时此刻。
Ask this question.
再问一个问题。
Why do I come to church?
我来教会来干嘛？到底来干嘛？
Or have I really accepted the ways of Jesus the Christ?
在好多来教会或者其他事情的选择之间，两可之间，我们是否对耶稣是真正的接受了耶稣，接受他的教导？
And here's the tough question for all of us.
下面要提的一个问题是一个重磅的炸弹。
If our church ceased to exist today,
如果今天我们教会转瞬之间就消失蒸发不见了。
Would the community really miss us?
周围的这些人真的有人会感觉到，或者是对我们很怜悯和惋惜，我们不存在了。
Are we doing so much for the gospel of Christ that this community would mourn our demise?
So, 会不会是因为换一种想法？会不会因为我们在过去的很多年里面，我们作为周围的人和周围的社区做了很多？一旦我们转瞬不见、一去不返的时候，这些人和这些社会里面的这些团体，会不会因为我们离去而往往叹息，觉得很可惜我们离开
？Listen to this quote.
下面再问听一下我另一段节录的一段。
Behavior is the mirror in which everyone shows their image.
就每个人的行为，就是他心里面所想的映照。
I get pretty adamant with my students.
我对我的学生很严谨，大家都知道我很严谨。
Especially when they claim they don't have enough time to complete their assignments.
当他们觉得跟我讲他们没有时间做他们做完他们的功课的时候，我很不高兴。
I asked them then, what do you think? These other students have this miraculous power to finish theirs?
我会问他们，那些做完功课的学生，难道他们有超人不同的非凡的能力吗？
As they look at me strangely, I give them what has been known as the 168 lecture.
当他们呆呆的惊异的望着我的时候，往往就我给他们那个 Earl 168那个就是那个训导读斥，著名的。
Let me illustrate this for you.
我把我所说的这168这个规则跟大家讲一下。
Some of us make more money than others.
大家都知道，在座的有的人挣钱比另一些人挣得多。
Some of us have a nicer car.
Somebody 有那个牛车。
A nicer house.
大宅豪宅。
A prettier wife.
漂亮的太太。Some.
Some.
All right.
Finance, you know, finances.
在金钱上。
Other arenas.
其他的一些领域里面。
And simply, we're not equal in those.
不容置疑，无可否认。
However, in the category of time, each and every one of us has 168 hours in a week.
但是在时间上，时间对我们却一视同仁。每个人一周168个小时。
No, none of us have 25 hours in a day.
没有人有25个小时。
Now, some of us wish we did.
但是很多时候我们非常渴望如此。
Young Ming, which is he at 25 hours? 28.
You said Yao Ming?
Young Ming.
Oh, Yao Ming.
That guy right there. Young Ming, this is Jeff. Jeff, this is Young Ming. Did I say it too fast?
No, I think about you say the basketball player. Yao Ming.
That's okay. So we have 168, no more, no less. So I know you're getting tired of this, but look at the mirror again. And ask yourself this question. What am I spending my time doing? Am I serving my needs first and then giving God the seconds? Let's look at the typical schedule of someone in our church. Now, this isn't anyone specific, so don't try to figure it out.
所以说不要对号入座，不要请，不要自作多情。
It's just what I think the typical member's life is like.
就是我想一个典型的会员的一个，大家都是比较典型的。
And this is based on the seven years I've been here.
这是基于我在本教会供奉尽职七年之久的观察和积累。
So here's the typical day.
就是典型的一天就要开始了。
They wake up around 6 a.m.
6点起床,
get ready for work.
要翻身起床, 刷牙洗脸,
and make sure the kids are ready for school.
要梳洗打扮, 为儿子做饭,
leave the house about 7 a.m.
7点钟, 大步冲冲, 越出家门,
get in the car.
要或者坐车, 或者开车,
commute for maybe 45 minutes to an hour.
或者乘 bus, 45分钟到1个小时,
some a little less, some a little more.
或多或少, 或长或短。
Start work around 8 a.m.
8点钟在办公桌前，衣冠楚楚，道貌岸然。
Most of us are professionals, so a 40-hour week isn't normal.
所以说，如果我们都是白领，40个小时不在话下。
Therefore, including that lunch break we take, we're off work by 5 p.m.
所以其中包括午餐，5点钟，如果幸运造化，可以离开办公室。
We rush home.
然后我们急匆匆赶回,
we quickly feed the kids.
急匆匆把孩子喂饱,
then we rush them off to music lessons, art lessons, swim lessons, you fill in the blank.
然后把他们赶出,匆匆忙忙的去各种艺术课,要那个画画课,游泳,还有...
We start around 6:30.
然后上来去就差不多6点半了。
And while you're out,
在孩子和你都出去的时候,
wanting to take advantage of that precious time,
时间宝贵, 时间就是金钱,
you run a quick errand or two.
所以在孩子学习的时候, 赶紧, 匆匆忙忙, 跌跌撞撞的, 赶紧去做一些杂事碎事,
while the kids are in their lessons.
所以说孩子们在学习, 你在做事, 时间运用很好。
You pick them up around 7:45.
大概在7点45, 回到老师那里,
and then you head home.
然后就开始,
where you arrive, wiped out.
然后就回家，回到家里面累个半死。
You sit in that big chair in our glorious house.
然后你就回到你的明亮大宅里面，坐在你精心购买那个精美至极的那个沙发里面。
And scratch our head and wonder what happened to the day.
If you have hair, huh?
If you have hair.
但是你就是挠头自问，感慨万千，你就觉得究竟这一天何事所成？ 唏嘘感叹,
does this sound familiar?
不陌生哈, 在座的感觉不陌生哈。
Look in the mirror and ask yourself, am I running all the time?
大家再看一下那个镜子，就说的是我在管理这些时间吗？在操纵这些时间吗？
Am I so busy with what I want, have I forgotten to even ask God what He wants with my life?
我是不是太忙了？所以说我没有，我忘记了去跟神做交流，去问他，神啊，你需要我做什么，在我的生命里。Let's
look at James 2:14-17.
大家再看一下啊，请打一下那个 接雅各书二十四，大家一起跟我念一下。
Let's read it
together。我的弟兄们，我跟我一起念。我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心，却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？
Now, you all read it in the Chinese. Now, I'm going to read it for you in the Chinese culture. Or should I say in our church culture? Oh, and by the way,I am reading this to myself too.
我也是在自勉自励，在读的时候。
I mean, it's kind of like if I was born in China.
我觉得有的时候觉得自己像在中国生的人一样。
I too am sometimes too busy.
我也经常说，我说我也很忙，我也很忙，也经常对自己这样说，跟大家一样，我也自责，我又好不到哪里去。
What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but nothing?Does nothing for God? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes, daily food, or needs a ride, or even furniture for their house. If one of us says, oh, I'm sorry, but I have to work, or I have to take my kids to their lessons. Are we doers of the word? If we do nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way,Faith by itself, if not accompanied by working for the good of the kingdom of God, is dead, and it is a sin. Take your time.
Can you back to the Chinese word, Chinese James, to one slide? Okay. 刚才就是把这一段话呢，它叫 paraphrase， 他把其中的一句话，原来的话继续下去。然后中间几句话他改了一下，就跟我们生活更接近，所以不显得那么空洞。刚才我大家可能是跟这这段很长，我有的可能是 miss 掉，就是前面说的，我的弟兄们啊，这句话都没有改。我的弟兄们呢，我觉得好像十五开始改，十六开始改。他说的我的弟兄们，又有人说自己有信心却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？这是没有改的。到第十五的时候，他就说的，如果一个弟兄姐妹赤身裸体又缺了日用的饮食，这时候他加了一些东西。或者需要一趟接车，或者一趟那个大家给个 ride 一趟接车，或者需要一些家具，这个弟兄姐妹需要家具，然后你对他的回答，然后这个是平平安安去吧，他把这边改了，就第十六段完全改了。他说的，你对他的回答说我很忙，我要上班，我要送孩子，我要去才艺课。如果我们这样说，我们真的是在神所教导的行为里面在行吗？因为这是神的话。如果我们不去关心就是这些确切的 physical need， 他说的。就是如果不去关心这些我们周遭这些人这些如实的如真实的那种肌肤切肤之躯，如果这样的做我们还有什么益处呢？然后接着 Can you back to Mary Can you back to that 然后第十七以后他又接着说，他就这样，然后就回到原文了，这样信心若没有行为就是死的，然后就是罪。
Now I wrote this directly to us.
我把这个很直率跟大家说，所以请大家海涵我在这里的灼灼之言。
But it is not isolated to Chinese Christians.
这里面所说的这个东西，并不完全是我们教会，我并不光是华人教会的问题。
Or even our church.
也不光是我们教会一个教会的问题。
It is a sin that is rampant in the entire Christian community.
这是一个充斥弥漫在整个这个教会这个社团这个群体之间一件疏而无睹无视的一个常见的一个罪。
George Barna, Christian statistician, said 2% of self-professing Christians read the Bible daily.
George Barna 是一个基督教的一个统计学家，他说他的据他的统计和研究成果是2%的。就是基督徒每天 daily 就是日常里面 能读圣经就算不错了。
But here's the thing.
现在我要说的一个事情是这样的。
We're not responsible for their actions.
但是其他人的行为，我们真是能做多少呢？
We're responsible for ours.
但是我们确实能够对自己能做出很多事情，能够控制自己的一些事情。
And if you want to change a culture,
如果我们要去改变一个文化。
Then you first must start with changing yourself.
如果改变一个文化，就要从我做起。
Especially since that's the only person you have true power over.
只有对你自己，你才有控制，才能掌握。
Listen to the actions of this young Marine.
下面讲故事，关于一个海军陆战队士官的一个故事。
A nurse took this tired, anxious serviceman to the bedside.
这有一个护士哈。他就把一个海军陆战队员就带到了医院的病房之前，一个病人的病房之前。
Your son is here, she said to the old man.
那护士呢，对那个病人，就是垂危一息的病人，跟他讲述的，你儿子来了。
She had to repeat the words several times before the patient slowly opened his eyes.
他不得不连续重复好几遍说你儿子来了。你儿子来了，你儿子来了。然后这个病人呢，最后呢，就慢慢的有气无力的睁开那浑浊的双眼。
He was heavily sedated because of the pain of his heart attack.
因为他心脏病的痛，而且用了很多的药，所以他神志不清。
He dimly saw the young uniformed Marine standing outside of his oxygen tent.
就是在他那个氧气那个罩，我也不是很清楚叫那个医生里面氧气罩外面，他在里面那个士官在外面，他就在模模糊糊看见一个海军陆战队队服一个魁梧的年轻人站在外面。
And he reached his hand out from underneath.
他就从那个罩下面把他的手慢慢的伸出去。
Now the Marine wrapped his toughened fingers around the old man's limp ones.
所以这个年轻人呢，这海军陆战队员用他那个年轻那个宽大的手，就是结实的手，就是握住那个老人那个曾经沧桑，但是如今却软弱无力的指节。
Squeezing a message of love and encouragement.
在这个摩挲揉搓之间，他把这个他的关怀、他的安慰和他的爱，还有他的鼓励，通过这个揉搓之间传递过去，手和手之间的揉搓。
So the nurse brought a chair in so the Marine could sit beside the bed.
就看了一会儿，就让坐了很长时间。这个好心的护士呢，就搬了一只椅子，就给这个陆战队的士官的队员说你坐下，你休息一下好吗？
And all through the night, the young Marine sat there.
就是彻夜未眠，这位士官枕以待旦，等于说是。
In this poorly lit ward, holding the old man's hand.
他一直端坐在病榻之侧。在灯光灰暗的这个病房里面，就是一直握着老人这个垂危老人的手。
And doing his best to offer him words of love and strength.
以他能尽的全能全责，予以安慰，还有给他们言语上的安慰，言语上的手，给他安慰，还有这个关切。
Occasionally, the nurse suggested to the Marine, "Go get something to eat. Move away. Rest a little while."
时不时，这个护士就过来，就对这个年轻的士官说，去吃点东西，去喝点水，去走一走，散散，然后休息片刻。
And he refused.
这年轻人执着的不肯。
Whenever the nurse came into the ward, the Marine was oblivious to her.
每次这个护士走到这个病房的时候，这个陆战队员既然对他视而不见。
He was oblivious to the noises in the night at the hospital.
就是教会那个医院里面很多嘈杂的声音，这个队员也是充耳不闻。
The footsteps.
这个脚步声。
The clanking of the oxygen tanks.
这个氧气瓶这个咕嘟嘟嘟嘟的响声。
The laughter of the night staff members.
医护人员这个交班的时候这个寒暄这个笑声。
As they exchange greetings.
还有他们之间互相之间的交谈。
The cries and the moans of the other patients.
其他病员这个痛苦的声音，痛苦的声音。
Now and then, the nurse would hear him say a few gentle words.
对刚才说的事情呢，就是不能打乱这个年轻的陆战队员的方寸，他说都是关注在老人身上。
The dying man said nothing.
这个护士过来的时候，经常看到这个年轻人，这一夜之间，这个年轻人经常是偶尔去跟老人说轻声细语的说很多话。
He only
这个老人家呢，却一点反应都没有。
He only held tightly to his son all night long.
他只是握住这个年轻的手，抓得紧而又紧。
Along towards dawn,
一直到拂晓那里
，the old man died.
老人先死。
And the Marine released his now lifeless hand.
这个年轻人呢，就很不舍得放开了那通宵达旦、未松未放的，现在已经没有生命的老人的手。
He then went to tell the nurse.
他到护士那里，对护士跟他讲这个噩耗。
Well, she did what she needed to do.
当然了，护士要做他例行的事情，一件一件的事情，处理这些已逝的病人。
He patiently waited.
年轻人就在他旁边默默地看着，默默等着，很耐心地等着。
Finally, she returned.
护士做完这些事情，就回到这个病房来。
She started to offer the words of sympathy.
另外，那个护士看到这种情况，一夜过去，他就是对这个年轻的士官说了很多这个关切，就是表达他的同情的话。
But before she could get too far in it,
但是说了几句话之后，又有一些事情出现了。
The Marine interrupted her.
料想不到的是，这个年轻的陆战队员士官打断了他的话，问了一句话。
He said, "Ma'am, who was that man?"
这个士官，陆战队员的士官对这个护士说，小姐。
The nurse was kind of startled.
这个老人他是谁?
The nurse was kind of startled.
然后这个护士心里很不是滋味。
And she answered him.
然后就跟他讲。
He was your father.
难道不是你的就是阁下的高那个令堂大人吗?
Marine said, no, he wasn't.
当然不是了，肯定不是了。
I never saw him before in my life.
我一生里从来没见过这个老人家。
Then why didn't you say something when I took him to you? Said the nurse.
那你为什么在我做介绍的时候，你为什么不跟我讲？你之前片语都没有提过，你不认识这位老人家。
I knew right away there had been a mistake. He said.
年轻人说，他说在你介绍的时候，在那当口之际，我已经知道这是一个错误，这是个误会。
But I also knew he needed his son.
但是我深深的知道，这位老人家需要他的儿子在他弥留之刻在他身边。
And his son just wasn't there.
很可惜，他的儿子没有在。显而易见，他儿子没有在那，给他这种他需要。
When I realized he was too sick to tell whether or not I was his son,
我看到他虚弱的病体还有他的精神，我真是不忍心告诉他讲，我不是你儿子，我怎么能做出这样的事情
？Knowing how much he needed me.
我知道他彼时彼刻最需要的是我。
I decided to stay.
所以我留下了。
So take that mirror one more time, and we asked you another question.
请大家再拿起镜子再看一下。对，他要问几个问题。
If doing the will of God means that I must do the work of God.
如果做一个基督徒，如果意味着我必须做神所要我做的事情。
Am I really a Christian?
在这些问题选择回答之前，我会问自己：我真的是不是基督徒？
Now salvation is by faith alone.
大家都知道，救恩来自于信。
But making Christ truly your Lord, your Master, and your King requires that you do His work.
但是要奉主。真正的要奉耶稣为主为王，我们要去做他所做的工。
Go therefore and be doers of the word.
从今天迈出这个门槛，做一个行上帝所言的行者，做一个行上帝话的人。
Amen.
Amen.